according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man born blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is in this, so the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva and smeared the clay on the eyes and said to him, "Go and wash in the pool of Siloam," which meant sent. So he went and washed and came back and was able to see. As his neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" And he said, "I do not know."
He healed the darkness of my mind the day he gave my sight to me. It was not sin that made me blind. It was no sin.
Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked him, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from."
Let others call my faith a lie, or try to stir up doubt in me.
I once was blind and now
The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone opens the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" They then threw him out. When Jesus heard that he had been thrown out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one who is speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I have come into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees were with him and heard this, and said to him, "Surely you do not also say that we are blind, do you?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But what you are saying, we see, so your sin remains."
As we not how, but I know who has opened up new worlds to me. This Jesus does what none can do. I once was blind and now I see. I once was blind and now I see.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Come down and share the harmony with me.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to sit down now, you know. He thinks he's going to sit down. So now we'll have a little shared homily this evening for a change. And before Jay came out, before we came out to celebrate Mass, people were admiring the lovely stole he has, and it's rose-colored. But we poor priests don't have anything so fancy as that. And he's wearing a rose-colored stole today because today is Laetare Sunday. And also, people were surprised this morning when I told them that it's also Mothering Sunday, Mother's Day. And you're looking at me now, I know, and you're surprised. But in Europe and many parts of the it's Mothering Sunday. The reason being that it is mid-Lent Sunday, and going back in times when a lot of families had domestic help and would have a girl working for them doing the cooking and cleaning and so on the fourth Sunday of Lent, mid-Sunday Lent, she was given that weekend off so she could go home and visit her mother, because she would be busy at Easter cooking for the family. And so in most parts of the world, I don't know, this is a strange country here, you celebrated in May, probably due to commercial reasons. Now, you can join with me in, there's a big question in the gospel this evening. They look at that man who was born blind, and the Pharisees and the priests and so on, and some of the other people around there, the big question for them is, who sinned, he or his parents? So they saw his blindness as a punishment from God. And you must have been asked, because I've been asked hundreds of times, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people?
God can show his reign to others. And that's what happened in this case. The man was born blind, and through his blindness, Jesus not only helped him to see, but others in the community.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you say God uses people, then uses some people for his plans.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and then how do you solve the question with somebody who their sickness or what is bad has happened to them through their own fault, for example, by the way they live, the way they neglect their health, maybe because of addiction to alcohol or something else. How do you explain that then with God?
You give me the easy questions.
I know, yeah. I know, but that's the whole idea in bringing you down here.
So,
put him on the spot. I know, but this is good. It's
so
nice.
What I think happens in that case, it's maybe not that they would be healed, but through the failings possibly in their life, others could see that and go, maybe that's not the path I should go down. So their life still brings good, even though they themselves may not be healed through it.
Yeah, and I think that's a pretty good point. But there's another aspect to it too. There's a little story actually. A man converted to Christianity, and a short time after he converted, he met a friend of his. And so the friend, in a kind of a cynical way, said to him, "Oh, so now you have converted, you have become a Christian." And the man said, "Yes, I have." So he's tell me, he says, "Tell me something about this Christ. Where was he born?" And the man said, "I don't know." And he said, "Well, how old was he when he died?" And again, the new convert said, "I don't know, I'm not sure." And his friend then said to him, "Well, for somebody who has just converted to Christianity, you don't know a lot about it." To which the man replied, "All I know is that I used to be a drunkard and a gambler. I mistreated my wife and my family. I had a broken home. But since I took Christ into my life, I'm no longer doing all those things. I'm back with my family and my wife and family, and we're all very happy. That's all I know about Christ." So, in other words, he had opened his eyes and he saw the light. Now, to go back now, there's another little point there too. Have you ever said, this is an unfair question, but I'm sure some people
can ask it anyway.
Yeah. Why has God allowed this to happen to me? You know, why is God punishing me? Have any of you ever felt like that? You know, something goes wrong in your life, and why is God punishing me? And there's another interesting point there. Now, look at the man who was an alcoholic, a drunkard, a gambler, and so on, and now he's enjoying a new life. But don't you think he has an appreciation for life that people who never had that problem don't have? You know, you meet a recovering addict, a recovering alcoholic, and boy, does he appreciate life.
Because he's seen the other side where he didn't have much.
Yeah, but the benefits. So he's almost at the point now where he's thanking God for what has happened to him, for that experience. And I'm sure some of you here can identify with that. When you go through a situation like that and you come out the other side, you're so grateful and you're so thankful. So you've got a new set of...
new set of eyes.
Yeah. You know, you see things in a totally different way. Now, when you... how do you cope with suffering or pain or difficulty in your life?
A leave?
Pardon? Oh. A leave. Oh, gee, you know. Why, is that good?
It can be.
Yeah.
Only in moderation.
Well, as the advert said, I used to take Tylenol or something.
Right.
and I'd have to take them every few hours. The man is building a new shed for his family. Now I take a leave and I can work all day long. So there you go. But looking at it more seriously, how do you see it? And then I'll tell you how I see it.
Okay.
Because this is important, and this is now where what we call wisdom and insight. Because that's what the gospel is about too today.
So, when things aren't going the way I'd like them to go, mm-hmm. which can happen quite frequently.
Yeah. You mean candy gives you a lot of trouble?
Or I get in trouble because I don't do what candy asks me to do.
All right.
So, what happens though is one of the things that Candy and I have both done is we've gone through the book Living Your Strengths. And one of the things that are part of that is, help me out, Candy. Connectedness, thank you. Hmm? And so what I've seen is the things in my life that I wouldn't be here today if certain things wouldn't have happened, either good or bad.
Yep.
And so because of that, when something's not going exactly right, I go, I don't know why, I'm not really sure, but I know beyond this is going to be the good that God wants me to see. So because of that, I work my way through it. And I've had the past experiences when things haven't been a little right. I said, well, this wasn't a good point in my life, but this was a great point in my life, and I couldn't have been to this point without this point here.
Well, you're given a wonderful answer. And still they gazed, and still they grew, how one small head could carry all it knew. You gave a wonderful answer there. That's you're on the ball there, because God never lets anything go to waste. Believe me. And whatever you go through in life, it's all, when you see it, and this is the insight, the understanding, the new way of seeing things truthfully. When you go through a difficult time in your life, God always has something in it for you. Have you found that?
Always.
Always. So that's a great, great way. What seems here and now, at this moment, you're in a situation and you don't know why this has happened, as you've just said, Jay. And then 6 months later down the line, a year later down the line, oh, there's an oh moment.
Very much.
And then you begin, oh, thank you, God. Why didn't I see that in the beginning? And now I see. I think you did great.
I think you did pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, the two of us, we make a good team.
I was going to say like Laurel and Hardy, but I decided not to.
Right. Well, which is the Laurel? And which is the Hardy?
I think I'm more of the Hardy side.
Okay, so if we stand, we'll continue, Mass.